Greetings. This is Why's That? The show about the things that make you curious in Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month, we take a question you send us and try to find an answer. You can submit your idea for Why's That and vote on our topic for November at whysthat.wmuk.org. Listener Laurel Epstein asked our question for today's show. Epstein lives in Comstock Township, and she hears trains pass by pretty often.
All the time, yeah. If we get Amtrak, and in the middle of the night, freight trains will go by that are so long and so loud. They rattle the windows in my house, but I kind of like it.
That's an Amtrak train heading east through Comstock. Epstein has seen lots of work done on the tracks recently.
They also put up these new signals that are different than other signals I've seen for railroad tracks.
One is a tall post with three sets of lights. They show red, yellow, green, like a traffic light. While the post has nine lights total, only three of them ever seem to be lit at one time. One from the top set, one in the middle, and one at the bottom.
And a lot of times all three of them are red, but sometimes the middle one is flashing yellow, sometimes it's flashing green. And I've never seen them solid any other color than red, so I'm just wondering what those signals mean.
Amtrak and Norfolk Southern both run through Comstock, but the tracks belong to the state. So I called the Michigan Department of Transportation to ask, why the new signals? MDOT's Tim Hefner says they're part of a major upgrade of Amtrak's line between Kalamazoo and Dearborn. The improvements will allow Amtrak to up its maximum speed through Comstock from 80 miles an hour to 110.
The new signals are LED signals, you know, which are much, much more intense light and can be seen at greater distances and in inclement weather.
To find out more about the signals, I visited a railroad with an office in Kalamazoo. You can hear one of its trains pulling out of the yard on Mills Street. This is the Grand Elk Railroad, a short-haul line for freight.
And we handle traffic between Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Elkhart, Indiana, and that's why they came up with Grand Elk.
That's General Manager Larry McLeod. He pulls out the railroad's timetable, the engineer's comprehensive guide to the Grand Elk line.
Timetables and rule books are just like reading the Bible. What I mean by that is, if you just read, you know, the one sentence or the one paragraph, you could interpret that to mean something that it doesn't mean.
It becomes clear that train signals are a lot more complex than a traffic light on the road. The three lights don't merely say stop, go, or slow down. They say things like go at a certain speed for now, and exactly at this point, slow down, and be prepared to stop here. On Grand Elk, you'll see about 16 distinct signals.
You have annual rules you have to pass. You got triannual. So yeah, all engineers and conductors actually have to know all these signals.
Learning 16 brief sets of instructions might not seem so bad, but consider that the signal clear, which more or less means go, can appear in seven forms on Grand Elk's tracks. Clear can show up as a disc with three yellow lights, or as two green lights on a post. It's the same for the other signals. In all, this timetable shows 100 ways of saying 16 things. Why so much redundancy? McLeod says different railroads came up with different conventions.
You know, it'd take a lot of money to make them all standard, so that's never going to happen.
One of the signals Epstein has seen is red, flashing green, red. I ask McLeod what it means.
See, that one's red, green, red, right? Yeah, so that's limited clear.
Okay, this one here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Limited clear. That means go at limited speed. You know how fast that is because you've read your timetable. Wait till you've passed any one of several kinds of switches. Then you can go at authorized speed.
I'm going to have to study this.
Me too. I show Laurel Epstein the timetable, and she agrees it's too much to take in at a glance. She makes a copy and says in retirement she might take up train signal watching.
You like bird watching. See if I can catch all the signals and check them off.
You can see the signals from Grand Elk's timetable at our website, wmuk.org. Don't forget to enjoy trains and signals somewhere that is not in the railroad right of way. That's all for now on Why's That? Send us your questions for the show at whysthat.wmuk.org. You can also vote on the topic for November through the end of Sunday. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.